USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's going to make a major announcement at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. They'll talk about border security and the government shutdown. California's governor says he received what he called a jaw-dropping, extraordinary letter from the U.S. Department of Labor. Gavin Newsom said he will stand by his pledge to pay unemployment benefits to TSA agents who are working without pay during the shutdown, even though the Department of Labor told him not to do it.
We have firm foundation, firm legal footing to do it, and the Department of Labor, in essence, threatened us. And with respect, we will not be intimidated by that threat.
Newsom says the workers who accept unemployment benefits will be expected to reimburse the state once they receive their back pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
BuzzFeed is defending its story suggesting the president told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a proposed Trump Tower in Moscow. On Friday, a spokesperson for Special Counsel Robert Mueller disputed the report. At least 21 people are dead after a gas pipeline exploded in Mexico. Someone drilled an illegal tap to steal fuel. Dozens more were injured in the blast. The White House has announced a second summit with North Korea. The president and Kim Jong-un are aiming to meet sometime at the end of February. The North Korean leader has been trying to stay in touch with Mr. Trump by writing letters. Over the past year, Kim has sent 6 letters to the president in an effort to build and maintain a personal relationship with him. Officials from both countries are holding off when it comes to marking the actual date of the summit in February in case they need to delay the meeting. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A former Chicago cop who shot a teenager 16 times gets a lighter-than-expected sentence. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke sentenced to 6 3/4 years in prison in the fatal shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Attorneys made their closing statements Friday, with special prosecutor Joseph McMahon saying Van Dyke should be sentenced like any other offender convicted of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery.
He should be and must be held to the same standard and face the same consequences for his horrific, devastating conduct.
Van Dyke could be out in less than 3.5 years with good behavior.
The Pentagon has identified 3 of the 4 Americans killed in a suicide bomb attack claimed by the Islamic State in Syria this week. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Those who have been identified as having been killed in the attack, 37-year-old Army Chief Warrant Officer Jonathan Farmer of Boynton Beach, Florida, but based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 35-year-old Navy Chief Cryptologic Technician Shannon Kent of upstate New York, but based at Fort Meade, Maryland, and a civilian, Scott Wirtz, from St. Louis, Missouri. Those and a 4th person, a civilian who's not been identified yet, were killed in the suicide bombing in a northern Syrian town on Wednesday, which also wounded 3 U.S. troops. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.